T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now a cloudy sky and 65 degrees. The most heated race in the Kansas primary has been the race to fill the Senate seat being vacated by retiring Senator Pat Roberts. The results from Tuesday night show Representative Roger Marshall, the winner, with 39% of the vote, followed by Chris Kobach with 26%, and businessman Bob Hamilton third with 19%. At his watch party in Pawnee Rock, Marshall told his supporters the Kansas Republican Party needs to come together in November.
We have to beat Barbara Bouillier, to beat the Democrats. We have to be one team here. And that you will find that we have way more in common than what divides us.
Former Secretary of State Chris Kobach tells KSN News it was hard to overcome the effects of negative advertising that was prevalent in the race.
When you get hit with over $3 million worth of negative advertising, it definitely has an effect.
On the Democrat side, former Republican-turned-Democrat Barbara Bouillier was a landslide winner over challenger Robert Tillman with 87% of the vote. In her online acceptance speech, she thanked her family and supporters.
No more bailouts for big corporate special interests. We need relief for the families who are struggling to get by. And we need to support small businesses so they can keep people on payroll and hopefully hire more Kansans soon.
The general election set for November 3rd. Thousands headed to the polls Tuesday to vote in the Kansas primary.
Officials report that foot traffic at most locations in Sedgwick County remained steady throughout the day. Supervising Judge Michael Mishka tells KSN News voters dropping off their advance ballots doubled compared to past years.
It's been interesting, but it's just like the rest of the changes that we've seen for other parts of our lives with sporting events, schools, work, and everybody is doing their part to work with that solution to make things happen.
Officials say mail-in ballots will still be counted through Thursday as long as they arrive with a postmark before 7 o'clock Tuesday night. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council held their first public hearing on the projected $629 million 2021 city budget.
The city projects a loss of nearly $17 million thanks to impacts from COVID-19. The mill levy will stay unchanged. Public safety remains a high priority as police and fire services total 60% of the general fund expenditures. $11 million will go towards street maintenance and Century 2 operations will be privatized. The plan to cut roughly $400,000 from animal control services brought considerable public comment, including Mark Eby, the director of the Kansas Humane Society.
Now is not the time to take our city back to where we were in 2010, back to thousands of animals being euthanized due to space or lack of resources.
The final public hearing, along with budget adoption, is scheduled for next Tuesday, the 11th. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Sedgwick County Commission is close to approving next year's budget with about $3 million less revenue thanks to the pandemic. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner tells KNSS News spending cuts have been made.
Any salary increases were all frozen.
That's right. That's right.
From everybody. And a lot of positions not filled. And then there were some even some cuts expenses in some areas that some of the managers found, which is good. It's always healthy to do that.
Pete Meitzner commented during the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS. Top Democrats and White House staffers are still in talks over a measure to provide more coronavirus relief payments for American taxpayers. Fox's David Spunt has an update.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows met with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We have moved closer together on five or six issues. There are many more to go.
President Trump said if Congress doesn't come up with a deal, he will unilaterally get involved. He's floating the idea of a payroll tax suspension.
The talks center on expanded unemployment payments as well as food aid and help for renters who may be getting evicted, that is, during the pandemic. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Steven, 10 in the morning here on KNSS now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic conditions out there really good right now. Traffic volumes picking up, but still not too bad out there. And the gasoline prices really didn't change much. We're still looking at yesterday's price where we've got an average of about $1.97 a gallon. And at the low end, I'm seeing $1.94. I spotted $1.94 near Maple and West. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With widespread clouds across much of south-central Kansas this morning, we could see a few isolated thunderstorms mainly to our south, then clearing with a high 81. Again, a few more thunderstorms roll in after midnight, our low 67, scattered storms early Thursday with a high 84. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Well, now we have a cloudy sky, south wind at 7 miles per hour, 64 degrees. 6:11 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, Wednesday morning, August 5th, day after the primary. We had another very nice day across south-central Kansas Tuesday. That may have helped voter turnout. Wichita's high temperature, 82 degrees. Normal high for the date is 92.
Yeah, that was really nice.
A little more information this morning about the primary election. Sedgwick County Commissioners Michael O'Donnell and David Dennis, they turned back their primary challengers. They're going to be going into the election for their jobs on the county commission. In Sedgwick County District 2, O'Donnell faced two primary opponents, winning with about 52% of the total vote. District 3, Dennis defeated challenger Hunter Larkin by a little more than 1,000 votes. That was pretty close. In November, O'Donnell will face a Democratic challenger in Sarah Lopez. Dennis will face Democrat Mike Ewan. That's our Mike Ewan that used to be on TV here in Wichita. So Mike's going to be running against O'Donnell. That should be interesting. Salina real estate broker and former Lieutenant Governor Tracy Mann has won the Republican primary in Kansas' Big First District. He'll face the Democratic nominee in the November contest. This is for the congressional seat that's being vacated by Republican Representative Roger Marshall, who ran for the U.S. Senate and won his race with Kobach and eight other guys yesterday. Mann will be heavily favored in a district that hasn't been won by a Democrat since the 1950s. That's the Big First District there. It takes up a lot of central Kansas. 6:12 now, Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Takes up a lot of western Kansas.
And western Kansas and central Kansas. It's just huge. Used to take off almost all the state. Ted Woodward's in this morning. Any rain out there, Ted? I know there's some down to the south of Wichita,
nope.
But my radar's flumped out over here. So
what's wrong with your radar?
Yeah, I use the National Weather Service radar, and they're down this morning, and nobody's gone over to fix it or anything. I looked at Dodge City, and their radar's working in Dodge City, but not in Wichita. But Dodge City, I can't see Wichita. So anyway, we're stuck.
You need to go down to Vance. It covers Wichita.
Go to where?
Vance Air Force Base. That radar covers Wichita.
I
yeah.
Do that. Okay. It is August 5th, 2020. On this date in 1974, the White House released transcripts of subpoenaed tape recordings showing that President Richard Nixon and his chief of staff, H.R. Haldeman, had discussed a plan in June 1972 to use the CIA to thwart the FBI's Watergate investigation. Revelation of that tape sparked Nixon's resignation.
Sure did.
Minneapolis Special Commission, expected to take up a proposed amendment today that would dismantle the city's police department in the wake of George Floyd's death and replace it with a new public safety department. A majority of the city council backs the idea, with supporters saying it would do away with a troubled department that has resisted change
and replace it with a more holistic and public health-oriented approach to public safety. If it advances to the November ballot, voters would get the final say.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
That sounds like a really dumb idea. I bet the voters in Minneapolis say, I bet they pass on it. I guess we'll keep an eye on it because, you know, people that's going to have a lot of attention if that goes to the voters in Minneapolis.
Sure it will.
A lot of media attention. Hell, I want to know about it. You just don't. I'm sorry. A nice public health-oriented approach to public safety is not too good when you got somebody outside your house running around with a pistol.
Yep.
You don't call those people. You call a police officer. I guess I'm making my feelings known there, right? New Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Jill Karofsky won her race for the state high court back in April, but that hasn't stopped her from running, not for the office, but in marathons. Karofsky was officially sworn into her seat on the bench over the weekend, and it happened as she was taking part in a 100-mile ultra-marathon. She began the long run around 6 a.m. Saturday and was sworn in at the 24-mile marker of the run, which she finished the following day. So I guess you can do, you know, take rest all night and then start the next day. I didn't know how this works. It took Karofsky about 34 hours to complete the course.
Well, yeah.
Over 2 days.
You can't do 100 miles in one day.
Yeah, nobody can do that, not even the road runner. 6:15, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And, we got the primary election out of the way now. And some of the votes are going to trickle in for some of the races. But the big ones have pretty much been decided by now. And it looks like Roger Marshall is going to be running for Senate against Boyer. That was the one that had the most attention, whether he would be able to beat Kobach in that primary election. And he did. What time is it? 6:16? Just a little over an hour from now this morning. We do have scheduled to be on with Steve and Ted this morning, Representative Roger Marshall.
Oh!
So we have that lined up at 7:35 this morning, if you'd like to hear what his comments are the day after. I'm sure he didn't party all night. I'm sure he's going to be up and awake and probably pretty excited about this. Guy goes from being the first district.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you're in the House, that's every two years you got to run for re-election, which can be a pain. But a lot of people, they've had people in the House that have won 15 or 20 of those.
Yep.
They just keep going down. They like that. Well, the Senate, it's every 6 years. So if Mr. Marshall wins that one, he doesn't have to run again for 6 years. How about that? 6:17 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's check leadoff sports this morning with Ted Woodward. NBC tournament still underway, right, Ted?
Yep.
Yesterday
was day two of the 86th annual National Baseball Congress World Series with five more games on tap. The action ended shortly after midnight in Hutchinson. We had our first elimination game. The first team out of this year's tournament is the Houston MVP. They're gone. We did have the winner's bracket quarterfinals played yesterday. The four winners are the Liberal BJs, the Cheney Diamond Dogs, the Hayes Larks, and the Santa Barbara Foresters. Now we move into day three of competition today, and these are all loser's bracket games.
So this is a double elimination.
Yep.
You have to lose twice. Okay.
So four games today, four teams will be eliminated. We'll play two games each at sites in Hutchinson and here in Wichita at X Stadium. The action begins at 6 o'clock. At both sites this evening. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals are now 0-5 against the city of Chicago this year. They've dropped all three to the White Sox, and now they've dropped a couple to the Cubs. Cubs beat the Royals 5-4 in an empty Wrigley Field last night. As the Royals continue at the bottom of the American League, the Cubs are at the top of the National League. Cubs have won 5 in a row. Royals have lost 5 in a row. The Royals left the potential tying run, on third base last night in the top of the ninth inning. Now they played, this is a four-game series. The first two were in Wrigley. Now the next two are in Kansas City at Kauffman Stadium. So the Royals host the Cubs tonight at 7 o'clock as the Cubs make only their fifth visit ever to Kauffman Stadium. 7 o'clock tonight, you can hear the Royals and the Cubs live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. In other Major League action, the Miami Marlins, after more than a week in quarantine, were finally back on the field with 18 new players, and they win in Baltimore, beat the Orioles 4-0.
Wow.
Probably a bunch of those new guys, probably guys that would have played for the Wichita Wind Surge this year in AAA for Miami.
Yeah.
And they beat the Orioles last night 4-0. Happy birthday today to Francis Johnson, who was born 110 years ago today in Kansas, up near Emporia. Who's Francis Johnson?
You have got me this morning. I have no idea.
He's a big star for the Shockers. He played football, basketball, pole vault, hurdles for the Shockers.
Really?
And then, of course, he was on that bunch that basically formed the 1936 basketball team at the Olympics in Berlin. A lot of those guys, more than half of those guys, were from Wichita. And of course, the Shockers head coach Gene Johnson was part of the coaching staff of that team. And that team went on to win the gold medal in Berlin at the 1936 Olympics. And Francis Johnson was the captain of that team.
All right.
Kansas native, Francis Johnson, former Shocker great. He was born 110 years ago on this day. And we've been looking at pro sports lately. The NBA's been doing pretty good with that bubble in Orlando. Zero positive COVID tests for the National Hockey League up in Canada.
Really?
But what about the National Football League coming up? Why aren't more NFL teams creating a bubble? Here's Kimberly Martin, ESPN NFL insider.
I talked to one GM yesterday, and he told me, look, Kimberly, that's not foolproof. In fact, he told me he didn't even consider renting out a hotel or doing anything similar to the same, because here's the thing. As he put it, guys will still sneak out, see their lady or ladies. And so he said, that sounds good in theory, but to me, it's just not foolproof. And I think that's something that coaches and GMs had to weigh.
See what the NFL does going forward. But so far, no bubble for the NFL, nor baseball. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
So what are they doing right in hockey that they don't have anybody tested? But it's Canada. Maybe they're just, it's not up there as bad.
Something different in Canada?
Yeah.
Or it is the bubble.
The idea that the bubble is working.
Okay. Yep. 6:21 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. The world could use a little more empathy right now. All right. That's good. Coming up, Stephen's Head of the Morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.